Welcome to a special edition of The Gospel Truth. Today, we're broadcasting from the new CBC property in Woodland Park, Colorado, where several Healing Journeys families have gathered together for a special reunion. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to a very special edition of our Gospel Truth broadcast. You know, as you can tell by looking at the set, that I'm not on my typical TV set. We're in our lodge that the Lord gave us. This is just like a bonus that God gave us. We bought this property in Woodland Park so that we could start developing a Bible college campus. And on this 157 acres was this lodge that we're in right now. And it's just a blessing. And what we've done is the last 2 days, we've had a lot of the people from our Healing Journeys. We have 15 different testimonies on 3 DVDs, and we've gotten 10 of those people were able to come back. And we've been here at the lodge just fellowshipping, eating together, having a great time, and doing some of these television interviews. And today we have a really special treat. We got Mike and Caroline Hesch with us. And Mike is the one that was healed of a cancer over, I think it was 8 years period of time, this thing grew. And I tell you, this is one miraculous testimony. I do have to warn you, if some of you have a weak stomach, he's going to actually have pictures of this tumor and how bad it got at one time. But it's really important for you to see that, to understand the miraculous thing that God did. So we're going to watch a shortened version of his testimony, and then I'm going to come back and visit with Mike and Caroline about all of the great things that God's been doing in their lives. So let's watch this, and we'll be right back.
In the year 2000, I noticed that I had a pimple here, and I didn't think anything of it.
Just was a little red bump, and it's just kind of like a skin blemish.
Through that year, it started getting red, and then it got larger and larger, like a small area about the size of my finger, and I noticed that it wouldn't heal over. I seemed to just be getting worse and worse and worse. When it wouldn't go away, my pastor said, "Why don't you go to the doctor? Then we can pray specifically for God to show us exactly what it is."
So that's when Mike made an appointment with the dermatologist to have it checked out.
And he comes in and he looks at it, and he didn't look at it for maybe 5 or 10 seconds. He said, "Excuse me, I'd like to go get my colleague." And then they did the doctor thing, you know, where they, and they're, you know, with their little thing probing around the edge. And they didn't say anything in front of me, but I could tell that it was kind of serious.
He called me on the phone and after the appointment, and he said that the doctor said you need to have surgery right away to have that removed, and wrote up a little note, and this is what it was, a malignant neoplasm.
The next day, I'm coming to work. It's like 8:30 in the morning, and my cell phone rings. I answer the phone. "I'm Dr. So-and-so. I diagnosed you with this yesterday. They just told me you canceled your appointment." I said, "That's correct. I did." And he said, "You can't do that." That I said, "Well, I can do that." And he said, "I want you to know, I'm writing here down in my records that you're warned of, this is a very deadly thing that you're dealing with, and that you've been warned by me." And then I was like really scared.
It was just like the tumor, it just started growing out as a tumor.
I remembered what the guy said, that if you let it go, it could metastasize, which I think in layman's terms means it can just turn into something else, or like mutate into some other form, or go throughout the rest of my body or something.
I'm watching and bandaging, and as he's starting to get weaker and weaker, and this tumor is getting bigger, I'm thinking, why doesn't he just get this thing cut off? But at the same time as I'm thinking that, and I would vocalize that to him at times, just like, this is just getting worse, you're getting, you know, sicker, just let's get this cut off.
And I would always go back to, you know, I have to do what I feel is right in my heart, and I just don't have a peace from God about getting that cut off, you know, because the Bible says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. I know that's not the solution. I don't have that peace in my heart.
I'm watching Mike's life being sucked out of him.
I didn't know what was going on. I just knew that things in my body weren't working right on the inside. And then this thing I had that it was growing, it grew off what I call it a tentacle, or like this arm I could see like growing out underneath my skin in there and spreading out. And it was nasty. It was just like a manifestation of the devil, which it really was. You know, the Bible says that the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy.
The average prophecy that you're going to get in most churches is all about God is going to do something great. There is coming a great move of God. We are going to see something happen. But you never hear people very much talk about what has already happened. And I believe that instead of getting this mindset of trying to obtain victory, it really makes a difference if you understand that through Jesus, we've already obtained victory. It's a done deal.
Yeah, I do. I've already got it. The Bible says that by Jesus' stripes, I was healed.
I am not going to receive another thing that the devil's going to throw at me to keep me in bondage to not receive my healing.
Just drawing this line in the sand saying, nope, it's going no further than this.
That night was a turning point of his healing, because even though we still had to mess with the tumor, it was still just as bad as before. It was just kind of like he didn't look at it anymore as that. He was seeing himself as healed.
This might be hard to get a hold of, but I just forgot about it. You know, even though I would deal with it twice a day or more, dealing with it, you know, having that uncomfortable bra you got to adjust and move around just didn't fit right. And it was gone. You know, I'm healed. I don't care what it looks like on the outside. By Jesus' stripes, I was healed. That's it.
All of Andrew's teachings were already confirming the things that Mike had seen in the Word, but it was like a second witness for him that, yes, this is the way. It is. This is what God said, and it helped him to stand even more on the healing.
Somewhere around May, I didn't have to wear the bra anymore.
Each time as we're changing it, it's like, Mike, this thing is getting smaller and smaller. It was just like it was shrinking. So it was less and less that we had to deal with until it's a little thing like this, and then he can change it himself, of course, and no longer was wearing the support, and it's just like, this thing is gone.
By August, it was nothing. It was just this little bump, a scar on my chest here. I was made whole by Jesus Christ, and this is the only direction my body can go. Devil, you can't have me. I've already been bought.
For 8 years, Mike Hesch believed and prayed for his healing with no results. In desperation, he finally drew a line in the sand between the Word of God and his own unstable thinking. He chose to believe the Word, that healing had already been provided by God's grace. Andrew's teaching confirmed and encouraged him, and the malignant tumor disappeared in 7 months.
Praise God. Man, that's awesome.
Awesome.
I tell you, I know that there's some people watching this program right now that are just absolutely shocked that God was able to do something like that, and also that Mike and Caroline were able to stand and believe through this thing when there was alternative things that could have been done and that most people would say that you should have done. Mm-hmm. But I tell you, I am impressed. I think that that has to be one of the greatest displays of walking by faith when you just knew that you were healed and like this thing didn't even exist. I'm impressed. And that's just really a demonstration of how much the Word of God can change a person's life.
Amen.
So what has this done in your life since then? Since you got hold of this Word and got this, instead of trying to get healed, believing you were already healed, what has it done to your life?
Wow, I think the main thing is that it caused me to revisit the Scriptures again and to look at them in a different light. You know, instead of looking at them as something that I had to obtain, I like changed my position, that this is just discovering what all this love that God deposited in me, how does it work? What does it look like coming out of me?
And the school has helped with that, you know, all the teachings. And it's like just refocusing. I was very focused on knowledge at our other church, and I learned a lot of good things. But I think the application of the love of God in you coming out was maybe a catalyst that helped me, that it was something already deposited in me, was the fullness of His love in me.
Now, one of the things that I've heard, I'm not sure it's only from this DVD, but just in talking to you, is that you were under a real legalistic, works-based mm-hmm. type of thing, to where you believe God could do all of these things, but you had to basically earn it. Mm-hmm. And that turned out to be one of the biggest hindrances to you.
Yeah, completely. Because, see, I was hanging on because if it was like, if I did go to the doctor, I didn't have any assurance that I would be delivered. You know, they just said, well, this is what we can do for you, but no guarantee. I saw the guarantee in the Word. By His stripes, you were healed. Mm-hmm. There's no qualification to that. You were healed. And then I had the symptoms. And going to the church that we were, they thought, well, if you were walking uprightly, if you had no sin in your life, you wouldn't have that tumor. It'd be gone already.
So then, you already had a sense of unworthiness, like I must be doing something wrong
exactly.
to have even gotten this.
Exactly.
So you start from a position of feeling unworthy.
Sure. And actually, I believe, you know, looking back, that it was that feeling of unworthiness, not measuring up, that caused me to be in so much stress in my life, wondering, what, you know, am I right, am I wrong, that, you know, I just opened that door to Satan mm-hmm. To come into my life. And that's how, that was the method that he chose to kill, steal, and destroy in my life.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's not only physical, but there's spiritual things involved, I believe, in sickness, any sickness, but in a cancer like that. But they say in the natural that if you're under stress, and if you're mm-hmm. stressed out, feeling unworthy, and all of these kind of things, that hinders your immune system and gives place to things like this. But then I know that spiritually speaking, what you're describing is that when you are feeling unworthy, it just stops mm-hmm. the flow of God's power in your life. Mm-hmm. And so from what I saw in here, one of the major changes in your life was when you saw that it was done, that God mm-hmm. loves you.
Mm-hmm. Unconditionally.
Unconditionally. And that's one of the keys that released Amen. This healing in your life.
Amen.
Yeah,
I think that's awesome. So what were you going through, Caroline? I'm sure this...
Well, at that time, it was hard. I was trying to stand with Him, and I think that's a real important key thing to have people realize. You know, if you're married, stick together with the husband or the spouse.
So you mentioned that you would say sometimes about, why don't you get it cut off, but did you nag him or give him a hard time?
No, I tried to continue to stand
him.
And support him at all times. There were those times where I just get frustrated myself, just feeling like, look, you know, because you see the tumor was just hanging by, you know, skin there. And it's just like, why can't they just cut that skin off, you know, and sew it up? But like he said, there's no guarantee going the doctor's route. And we knew that, and Mike would keep hanging on because he had the promise that healing is available. That is God's will. But we kept thinking that there is something more that Mike needed to do or that we weren't seeing to receive it. So I think that's one reason why people look and think, how could you go through this for 8 years? And it's just stand with your mate and stand on the Word of God, encourage in the Word, you know, as much as we can. But just knowing that the truth is there, it's just, when were we going to receive it?
Well, you know, this is a miracle, too. I mean, your healing is a miracle, but to have a wife that would stand with you through something like that is a miracle.
Yep.
I'm really blessed. Jamie has stood with me and gone through with me through mm-hmm. things that, you know, I was talking to a group of pastors one time, and they were talking about some of them had committed adultery, and their wife forgave them, and terrible things. Mm-hmm. And then I told about the financial problems that I put my wife through, and they said, my God, you treated Jamie worse than any of us ever treated our yeah. wife, and she stuck yeah. with me.
Yeah,
that's important. The Bible says that where envy and strife is, there's confusion in every mm-hmm. evil work. And boy, yeah. if you would have gotten into strife and had your wife dumping on you, I don't know if you would have had the same results. So that's...
Right.
That's a blessing.
Well, we saw ourselves as one flesh, like the scriptures say.
So what has happened to you? How has this affected you? I mean, you know that the healing has happened and that the tumor mm-hmm. is gone, but how has it affected you spiritually? What's it done in your life to see this kind of power of God demonstrated?
I think probably the biggest thing is that just see that God loves me unconditionally. One day I was just meditating on it. It was like, you know, I was like running all through these things, you know, talking to the Lord in my heart, like, well, what if I did this? What if I did that? You know, it's like, what if I went out and murdered 1 million people, you know, or 100 people or whatever? Nope. It was like, and what he impressed on my heart, that for my status to change with him, Jesus' status would have to change.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
And it's like, I knew that that would never happen.
That's awesome.
Because he said, it is finished.
I might pinch that from you.
Yeah.
I'll and quote you the first time, and after that, it's God told me.
But that has helped me so much. It's like going back to, and I've shared this with a lot of people, going back to my salvation experience. I didn't have any feelings when I got saved. I just believed the word. And to this day, the only evidence that I have, you know, physical, tangible evidence, is that the word says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And the Lord just draws me back to that. Everything that he's provided for me came at that moment. And just going back to that and tapping into that, I didn't have to grunt and groan or go out and learn a bunch of stuff. I just heard one thing, that God loved me unconditionally and that he provided this, and I just had to accept the free gift. And all of it came at once. It's just like, and so since then, it's been just learning how to access what's already been deposited in me. You know,
that's
like
awesome.
In Romans where it says that we have access, you know, to this grace by faith.
Mm-hmm.
And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So, you know, tapping into that divine nature that is in us comes through knowledge, through understanding what his word says. It's not that I'm gaining his favor through the knowledge. I'm just like learning how to use it. Like you go buy a computer, it's like, well, it comes with instructions too, you know, like how do I operate this?
Mm-hmm.
You're not making that computer do anything. It's already been designed.
It's already programmed. All you got to do is figure out the
program. How to access the information.
That's awesome.
And that's the same.
You know what you're saying, Mike, is powerful. It's profound. But basic. Here's another way of summarizing it. Is that you got to where the Word of God was your evidence. It was the evidence for your salvation. Mm-hmm. It was the evidence for your healing. You didn't go by what you saw. You didn't go by a doctor's report, by how you felt.
Amen.
And most people can't do that. Let me rephrase that. Most people don't do that. It's not that they can't, but most people have never trusted the Word of God and believed it. And what really brought you through was the fact that you had a word from God,
mm-hmm.
that you were already healed. And once you knew that it was done and that none of your unworthiness could stop it, then it's like that thing didn't even exist to you. You were looking at what God's word said instead of what you saw. That's powerful.
It is. I would like to say that, you know, I did have feelings. I did hurt. I did have pain. I did have aches. I had all sorts of things in my body. But I can't.
Now, after you got this revelation and started believing, did you still have some of those pains and stuff?
Yeah, but it's like they were like little speed bumps on a road, where before they were challenges. You know, before I had that issue settled in my heart, they were challenges, you know? And then my wife, she would encourage me, but she would like share, like, well, you know, why don't you just get it cut off? And it's like, and I would think about that. Well, why aren't you just getting it cut off? And then, you know, you have all the physical things that are screaming at you. And anyone that's ever had pain from smashing your hammer to an ache that stays with you, it speaks a lot louder sometimes than when you're reading the Bible. But in Proverbs 4:20-22, it says that if you keep your focus on his word, that's how you find the word. You find that life. It will become health to all of your flesh. And I just kept going back to that. You know, my salvation is where that life was deposited in me. And if I just attend unto that, if I just stretch out my heart and my mind and my just give everything to that, the guarantee is it will be life to all my flesh.
So how have other people responded to this? I mean, you took pictures of this. I don't know how anybody could disagree with this, but have people still struggled with this being from God?
Yeah.
Just think it's a, you know, a coincidence that this mm-hmm. thing went away?
Yeah. Yes.
Or they think it's a sovereignty and it was,
yeah.
You
I thought some people
God
share that.
Moves, you know, as he chooses to, mm-hmm. instead of it being on us. He's already moved 2,000 years ago by sacrificing his son and Jesus giving his life for us.
I think one of the reasons people struggle with this is because if your testimony, the way you presented it on this DVD, is correct, mm-hmm. then that means that there's all kinds of terrible things going on in this world that we could affect and change if we just trusted and believed God. And that puts responsibility on us, and people don't want that.
Yeah, amen.
I think that that's really why people just can't go there, because if this is true, then you mean that my problems, there's something I could do to change them, mm-hmm. and they get yes. great satisfaction out of saying, well, God made you this way.
Yeah. But see, I know the difference, because I know how long it went, and I know the turning point in my heart. God didn't sovereignly come down and touch me. Mm-hmm. I know the point where my belief changed in my heart to a point of receiving instead of having to obtain God's favor. It was just a change of my heart where it said, yes, you already have it. And I said, yes, that's what the word says. And so it wasn't God moving. He had already moved. In James, it says that it's not him that we're not, it's not, he's not the cause of us not receiving. Mm-hmm. It's our unstable thinking. That's it's right. our heart vacillating between two, right. you know, two decisions, mm-hmm. whether we're going to believe this and make it our God or whether we're going to believe what the Word says and let that be our object of worship.
So your testimony is that without anybody touching you and releasing an mm-hmm. anointing into you or anything special happened, it was when your heart changed.
Yes.
Amen.
That your physical body began to respond.
Because we never prayed after that. We didn't pray for me for healing. I just said, I'm healed. You know, and that was it. We once all that indecision and that back and forth stuff
settled.
We just settled it in our mm-hmm. heart. Mm-hmm. I never prayed. I just began to thank God for what He'd already
That's
done.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
You know, it was like,
and, you know, I want to share with those of you watching that some of you have been praying and you pray out of desperation. You believe God can do something, but you're waiting on some kind of an epiphany, some kind of a special thing where God releases an anointing. And it really, just like Mike has been sharing with you, it's your heart issue. As a man believes in his heart, that's the way that his life is going. And you need to change at the heart level. And I know with many of you, there's many different things that affect our heart. But with some of you, it's the exact same things that Mike was sharing about, a feeling of unworthiness. And what have I done to bring this on myself? What do I have to do to please God? And you need to move over into a place where you understand that you've already received everything, that it's already done. And I just really like to encourage you. You know, Mike and Caroline have a longer version of this testimony that gives a little bit more detail. Plus, we've put together a package where we have a lot of my teaching on God Wants You Well, a study guide, a number of different things that would just help you to get the Word of God into your heart. And then you need to do what Mike did and transfer your faith from what you're seeing and feeling to what God's Word says about you. And if you can do that and do it consistently without wavering, as Mike was sharing out of James chapter 1, then you will see, as you think in your heart, that's the way you will be, and you will see the healing power of God manifest. And so I want to share with you also that Mike and Caroline now have come to school,
yes.
and you guys are a blessing. You're involved in our healing school. You're ministering to other people. And you're on the phone. Is it just Caroline on the phone or both
right.
of you?
Yes.
Well,
he just finished.
Yeah, I just finished training. So, yes.
Well, praise God. So they're going to be answering our phones. And they are now taking what God has done in their life and using it to minister to other people. And I tell you, praise God. It is a privilege to know you guys and to see you take a stand on the Word of God and receive your healing.
It's
That's
great
awesome.
To believe yeah. the Word.
Yeah, amen. It is. So I want to encourage you to believe God today. And also, we have a number on your screen right there. And I want to encourage you to call. We've got people standing by. It might be Mike or Caroline, but if not them, somebody else that could take your call and could pray with you and help you to receive your miracle from God. I tell you, God loves you. God wants you well, not only in body, but whatever it is that you're dealing with. So please call that number. Please listen to our announcer and call and request these materials and start taking your stand on the Word of God.
The complete story of Mike Hesh's healing is included on the Healing Journeys Volume 3 DVD. This DVD is available for a gift of any amount when you contact us. Or you can get this product as part of Andrew's new healing package, which includes Healing Journeys Volumes 1, 2, and 3, the God Wants You Well booklet, and the new Healing MP3 USB card that includes over 43 hours of teaching from 7 of Andrew's series. God Wants You Well, How to Receive God's Best, How to Flow in the Gifts of the Holy Spirit, A Better Way to Pray, How to Receive a Miracle, Spirit, Soul, and Body, and You've Already Got It. The package has a value of $345, but today you can get the entire healing package for a gift of just $100 or more. The God Wants You Well booklet is available for a gift of any amount. This booklet answers questions about healing and lists every instance in the Bible where Jesus healed. We encourage everyone to give, but if you're simply unable to afford it, Andrew and his partners will provide this booklet free of charge when you write or call. You can use your credit card to order resources by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are Monday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. If the lines are busy, you can visit our website where you can order ministry materials 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. To write us, use the address on your screen. We appreciate your generosity and hope to hear from you today. We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Phoenix, Arizona for a Gospel Truth Seminar January 5th through the 7th, in Colorado Springs, Colorado for the Charis Bible College Men's Advance January 19th through the 21st, and in Houston, Texas for a Gospel Truth Seminar February 9th through the 11th. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
Are you a world changer? Charis Bible College has extension schools across America. The same truth that sets you free at our main campus in Colorado Springs will set you free in Dallas, Texas, Phoenix, Arizona, Kansas City, Missouri, Atlanta, Georgia, Dyer, Indiana, Orlando, Florida, Chicago, Illinois, Plymouth, Massachusetts, Jacksonville, Florida, and Gardner, Massachusetts. Log on to charisbiblecollege.org today or call our phone center and ask for a complete listing of CBC Extension School locations near you. Change your life. Change the world. Have you ever wanted to check out back issues of Gospel Truth magazine from Andrew Womack Ministries? They're available online at awmi.net. Just log on to our website, look to the left, and click on Extras. Then look to the left again and click on Online Magazines. Once you're there, you're free to browse through our selection of Gospel Truth magazines from years past. Check out some great articles, and be sure and check out the current issue while you're at it. Gospel Truth Magazine, now available online at awmi.net.